This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
With small business owners and entrepreneurs, some of our younger small business owners actually self-identify as entrepreneurs. They're small business owners also. But we'll go with whatever you like. Small business owner or entrepreneurs.
That's Joe Biden's number two, folks. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Joe Biden's not going to be the presidential nominee for the Democrats in 2024. And out to that, I would say thank God. I don't think he's going to get out of this particular time frame. I don't think Joe Biden's going to last his first term. I'm being honest with you. I don't. I think we better get used to saying President Harris, at least, you know, for a few months. And then who would they try to replace him with? Is this the person? This is the number two person to take over our economy. We're going to play a lot of Kamala Harris in this next part of the broadcast. I mean, they could put whoever they want in, but that means they could put her in. With the way they cheat, it doesn't matter who's picked. They could pick Pete Buttigieg. It doesn't matter. I tell you, people, Michelle Obama doesn't want to be president, but if she did, they could put her in. It wouldn't be because she's popular. It wouldn't be because she got the vote. It would just be because they choose to do it. Here, she's going to be the one. We're going to talk about fiscal responsibility, but I want you to understand, Kamala Harris doesn't understand that small business owners are entrepreneurs. That's how dense this woman is. Before I get more into her, I want to set it up that the largest economy in the world has a crackhead's father running it. And the said crackhead's father is a pathological liar who the Democrats put into place knowing that he's so brain damaged he would put his crackhead son in charge of his criminal enterprise. And he's still protecting him.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Joe Biden is proud of his son. And he's also proud of the job that he's done in America. In fact, his slogan is for this term that he's running is, let's finish the job. Let's finish the job. The government, folks, gets funding every year that's supposed to last through September 30th. You know what we're discussing right now in May? Early May. When is the government going to run out of money? So the government's supposedly going to run out of money in June unless we raise the fiscal ceiling. Now, we'd had this thing that was implemented. Supposedly it was called PAYGO, which is supposed to be pay as you go. If you're going to put something in, you got to cut something. Donald Trump made it. If you're going to put something in, you got to take two things out. And we haven't done it. Every single year, we talk about raising the debt ceiling. To hell with PAYGO. Let's raise it. Let's raise it. Let's raise it. It is the biggest ruse on the planet to say we need more money in this government. We've gone from this government operating on billions to this government operating on trillions, and it happened in a blink of an eye. And it is, if you want to look at the growth of something, look at the growth of government as compared to inflation. You think college education is expensive? Look at how expensive government is. All these other products get better and go down. Look at the price of a television and the technology that's gone in it. And then ask yourself, why doesn't government do that? Government has the ability to refine itself, to get honed in, to know. It spends money on research. You would think all that research is going to make things so much better, smarter, faster. You know, mobile phones, etc. No. Now, look, you may pay a lot for your mobile phone, but I want you to think about it. What is the evolution of that phone since the time you carried it in a box, a shoebox-sized phone that had a cord on it? And the battery lasted 15 minutes, and all you could do was get a phone call. What's been the evolution? Oh, you might be paying $1,000 annually for that phone, but look at what you get. And look at what you get from government. Has your life improved that dramatically because of government? No. Government has become more intrusive in your life than ever before. I talked about on my sneak peek, which is my morning show, I got an 18-cent tax on propane, filling my propane tank. I don't drive a diesel. I don't drive a big rig or even a diesel car. Why am I getting an 18-cent diesel tax? Because some leftist woke up and went, you know what? These clowns will never notice it. Put a diesel tax on propane. They'll never notice it. Put it on anything. Put it on a grocery. If it came on your grocery bill, a 1-cent diesel tax, people would be like, what? Whatever. Look at your phone bill. Look at all the taxes you're paying. You know why they want it electronic? Because you don't look at it. I haven't looked at my phone bill in years. But when I did look at it, I noticed every. I was like, what is this tax? And tax for the elderly, tax for the old people, tax for the young people, tax for what? Look at it. Look at your taxes when you rent a car. Look at your hotel bill when you get it. See all the taxes. Government is taxing the living daylights out of you. And they do it for fun. In Chicago, I'll never forget this, they have a sneaker tax. I'm glad they called it what it is. It's a 50-cent tax on shoes. And why did they do it? Well, we're going to build a community center for the poor little black and brown kids. So they get enough money. They say they need $2 million. Somebody goes, let's just do a sneaker tax. Who's it taxing? Who buys sneakers? Poor brown and black kids. So they're using their own money to build their facility that nobody's going to use in a couple years because it'll be too deadly. You know, they'll just be dealing dope up there and selling prostitutes. And then they'll go do it again, rinse and repeat in another big city. We need to do a sneaker tax to help the little brown and black kids. This government is out of control. And you know what they want to do? They want to put Kamala Harris in charge of it. We've already got a crackhead father, brain dead moron, who lies about everything, and he's running the economy, and they're warning us, we could go off a fiscal cliff. This would be the first time. They always warn us it could be the first time. First time for what? Every time they raise that fiscal ceiling, they're essentially telling us, screw you, America. We can do what we want. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how government works, and we're going to talk about Kamala Harris.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I haven't kept up with the budget. You know, I don't look at the numbers like an accountant and go, oh, well, here's our balance sheet and income statement. I don't look at that. But here's what I do look at. I look at the amount of money that Joe Biden requested. They got $1.6 trillion for more scamdemic support after they've gotten trillions more prior to that. Over $6 trillion we spent on the scamdemic. Joe Biden says he reduced our fiscal budget by X percentage, but he never got it back down to the original. They just dropped it down. In other words, he was supposed to take that scamdemic money completely out. He dropped it down 40% and claims that he improved the budget that Trump gave him. It's a smoke and mirrors deal. And so now we've got a new number. And that new number is super high. And you know what this government has done? It has blown through it, a budget for 12 months and 8 months, and now it wants more money. And it says, if you don't give us more money, we're going to default. You've already defaulted. How do you run your household? It's a simple question of what do? When you got to cut your belt, trim the budget. Look. I get so frustrated with these kind of conversations because we already know the answers. If you bring in $1,000 a month and your bills are $1,100, you're cutting something. You're going to borrow a little bit of money from, you're going to get a, you know, family or somebody to get you that $100. And then you're going to say, okay, I got to cut back down to $900 so I can get them paid off as soon as I can. And what do? You go, can't smoke as much. Got to give up the drinking budget. Got to give up the movies. Got to get rid of Netflix and get the Flick Fest. It's a lot cheaper. And you go, but you start looking at ways to nickel and dime your way down. We don't do that. The government nickels and dimes. It doesn't even nickel. The government dollars and $5 its way up while you're nickel and diming to cut the budget. And the more you work to do better, the more this government plots against you. Like Joe Biden, who says, oh, you got good credit. Well, you're going to pay for the people who have crappy credit. When you buy a house, if you got a good credit score, I'm going to slap you in the head, knock you in the mouth, kick you in the crotch. But if you got bad credit, well, come on up here. Look, let's show some love to this deadbeat. Who does this? That should be enough to invoke the 25th Amendment on this knucklehead who says, I'm going to penalize those people doing good and I'm going to reward the people doing bad. And look at where we are in this government budget. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And you want to see the person who they want to put in charge of this, who could very well be the, within days, weeks, could be the person running this country. You ready?
I think it's very important for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to seize the moment in time in which we exist and are present. So during Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history throughout history. The significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
Oh, well, there you go. Deep thoughts by Kamala Harris, the number two person to run the largest economy in the world after witnessing what Joe Biden's done. These are the people that they put into office when they deposed a sitting president. After reviewing recent federal tax receipts, our best estimate is that we will be unable to continue to satisfy all of the government's obligations by early June, and potentially as early as June 1st, if Congress does not raise or suspend the debt limit before that time, is what Janet Yellen wrote to Congress. Let me tell you what they're doing, folks. They go on to blame this on tax receipts. They haven't taxed us enough. How do you feel? I mentioned that propane. So I bought 3 gallons of propane at $3.29 a gallon, which, by the way, is, I don't know, 30% higher than it would have been under Trump. I paid $11.84. Then I paid 92 cents in tax on it. And I learned that as part of my tax, 18 cents of that was for diesel. 18 cents. A diesel tax. They just threw it on there. Let's see if he notices. Now, I didn't even ask. I got back and looked at the receipt and went, what? I didn't get diesel? What's this? I don't have a diesel? Didn't matter. Anyway, we scoff at Joe Biden for letting a crackhead run his family business, but I blame the leftists and the Democrats for not caring about this, the middle class of this country. They talk about how the rich are getting richer. You know who's getting richer? Congress. Lots richer. Pelosi, in 2008 to 2010, one of the worst economic periods of American history, went from 12 million to 35 plus million. Almost tripled her money. We were in a depression practically. Now she's worth 300 million. How does that happen? Let me talk to you about government contracting a bit, then we're going to get back on to Kamala Harris and just some of the things that this woman says and does that will just blow your mind. Here's how government contracting works. So they have different contract vehicles, BOAs, BPAs, IDIQs, and they've got other contract vehicles, but those are the three most used. And when a minority company like mine was at the time when I was VP of a company. I set up our GSA schedule and got us as a federal government contractor. And we sold DOD communications equipment, which for the government has so there's a DOD communication system that is hardened. Can't be, you know, supposed to be impenetrable. We communicate through that system. The telephone for the president, his hotline to Russia, is on that. All the clandestine agencies are on this. And it's called Nippernet and Cipernet. And Cipernet is a secret one. So we sold gear to that. And what I learned in that contracting process is that when the government ran out of money, as they called it, the government hadn't run out of money. When they tell you, we got to raise the ceiling, all they're doing is making more and more room for them to steal your money. And let me tell you how they do it. They give a contract to me. I get a civilian in a DOD. Smallest contract they would give out is what's called an IDIQ, indefinite quantity, indefinite delivery. They still call it IDIQ. But I would get a $3 million IDIQ contract that was split, half for civilian, half for the DOD. And I never use the civilian. I only use the DOD. So I'd open up these contracts, and I fulfilled a few of them and got a very good reputation in the government of being 100%. That's what the government cares about. Those contracting officers want to know, you will deliver. And when you prove you can deliver, they up it. And when we come back, I'm going to explain to you how they upped it and what it means to you and your money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The end of Title 42 is expected to bring a new flood of migrants to the southern border seeking to apply for asylum and legally enter the country. One southern governor says we are not ready.
I'm afraid these challenges will only get worse. And I'm afraid the federal government is unprepared to meet the demands of the expected influx.
That's Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. White supremacy defines much of the social media postings made by Mauricio Garcia, the man who police say killed 8 at a suburban Dallas mall Saturday. In Brownsville, Texas, the man accused of plowing into a group of migrants at a bus stop now faces 8 manslaughter charges. Police say he's not cooperating. Twitter is going to start purging servers of inactive accounts defined as those that haven't posted for several years. No word whether that might include President Trump, who's not used Twitter since being reinstated last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every time we get to the fiscal cliff, you know, and we got to raise the debt ceiling or whatever, the question becomes, what should we? Well, we're going to have to cut something. And they say it like it's a threat. We've got to cut something. What do you do when you run out of money? You got to cut something. And they go, well, we can't cut Social Security. We can't cut this. What do you cut? Let me tell you what I cut out of my life, my budget. There was a period where I didn't have any insurance. I was very young, but I didn't have any insurance. And I was like, I can't afford it. I don't want, you know. Or maybe you get the worst kind of insurance. Like, you get the 70-30. Because you're like, I'm not going to the doctor, so give me the worst one. And then some people get caught up in it because life isn't promised. It's a statistical thing. In my 20s, I'm less likely to get hurt or, you know, not self-inflicted, of course, but because you might jump off of a building. But you're a lot less likely to be debilitated than you are in your 60s. It's statistics. So you give up something. Some people give up vacations. Some people give up vices, smoking, cigarettes, going out, whatever. But you give up something, and we can't practice that at the fiscal, at the federal government level. Oh, people are going to have to give up something. Well, you give it up, government. And I'm not telling you, don't penalize us. Penalize departments. Cut back. What do corporations do when they run out of money? We got to cut people. I don't even remember when the last time the government went, listen, we got some underperformers here. We're going to cut 10% of the government. Corporations do it all the time. Now, people, oh, Kevin, the government shouldn't run like corporations. Yes, it should. In many ways, a government should run like a corporation. It just doesn't. Let me go back to these contracting things. So, got an IDIQ contract open. $1.5 million each side, civilian and DOD. I got the DOD contract. I fulfill it. They MIPR me the funds. They go into my bank account. I make 20%, whatever, and then I'm waiting on the next contract or I'm bidding on it. It got to the point where I didn't even bid because I had these minority contracts open. So the contracting officer says, Kevin, you need bigger deals, man. He goes, I can't keep feeding you these little deals for $3 million, $1 million here and there. They're just too little. Now, I was a $13.75 million company when I started doing business with the government. I'm $6 million growth in, so I'm roughly $20 million. $6 million of the growth came from them, give or take. And they said, we got to have bigger vehicles. Well, what should I open? Well, can you get a BOA or a BPA, a bulk ordering agreement or a bulk purchase agreement? Sure. So I set up BOAs, and I go, well, you know, these BOAs are big. They're $500 million. Hey, don't worry about it. The only obligation we have for you when you open a BOA is $50,000. So every contract that gets opened under a BOA or a BPA, the government's on the hook for a minimum of $50,000, which is what they lose when you slap them in the head in D.C., okay? It's nothing. So I get my first deal in D.C. for $23 million. The first deal I got when I opened up a BOA was for $23 million. It doubled the size of the company that I worked at. So we send all this. You're going to love this part. So they're not supposed to send me the money until I fulfill. Well, and I'm not getting anybody in any trouble because it's caught, you know, it's all expired. But they trust me enough because I'm so good at what I do. They send me the money in advance. They send me $23 million. It's parked in our bank account. Not supposed to do it. It's called a MIPR. They send me the funds. So my CFO negotiates with all of our vendors to pay them up front because normally it's 1% net 30. You know, you get a percentage back or zero percent net 30. It's bills due in 30 days, but it's 1% net 10. So I'll give you a 1% rebate if you pay me in 10 days. So my CFO said, I'll call them and see what they'll get to give us if we do it right now, if I send them the money now. We had it. So one vendor, I remember, we made $623,000. No, I take that back. It was $63,000 because we paid it in advance. And when it all shook out, we made over $150,000 extra dollars. So they MIPR'd me the funds. We fulfill it. And I double the size of the company. So I've got this BOA open. We met their obligation now. Because he hit the $50,000 limit. So I go to D.C. and I'm really performing for this one command. And the GS-15, who's the guy that can MIPR me the money, contracting officer says, hey, Kevin, well, he ran the command. He wasn't a contracting officer. But he says, hey, look, I love your work. I love what you're doing. He goes, let's start you out with something little. Now, I've done these million-dollar deals with him. He goes, let's get you something going here. That I can kind of ratchet you up so you can start doing really big business with me. He goes, I got a little deal for you in Texas. It's $50 million deal. So now I'm a $43 million company that he's going to give me a $50 million deal. And we got the deal. Now, once we got involved in it and the word started getting around that these guys are pretty good, then they came to me and said, in August, and said, we got extra money. What contracts do you have open? So I had opened up a BPA and a BOA. $500 million. And I've only got, you know, $20, $30 million or $50 million spent. I say only because I'm talking like a government guy. And they say, we need to park some money on your accounts. Now, why can they do that? Because I'm a minority company and they can do two things. And government, they can discolor the money, and I can extend their fiscal year. So discoloring money means money that's allocated for benches, park benches, can go to computers or whatever they want. When they give you a color of money, you can only spend it on certain things. But I could discolor the money. It's really funny that a black man could discolor the money for him. And the other thing I could do is I could extend their fiscal year 4 years. So here's what would happen. In September, when they found out they couldn't spend all their money, these commands would take $100 million, and they'd say, Kevin, I got an extra $100 million. Can I park it on one of your accounts? Sure. Now, why would they do that? Because I was 100%. They knew I wasn't going to spend it, so they would park this money, MIPR me funds for something we hadn't even done anything with. They didn't have anything to send, but they put it in there. I'm gonna buy $100 million of gear from Kevin Jackson's company, and then they would. So now that money is good for 4 years. But what happens the next year? Same thing. They have too much money. So here's the bigger picture. Why are we giving all these people so much money that there's a fire sale at the end of the year for them to dump it on the contracts and hide it, because that's essentially what they're doing, is they're hiding the money to go spend later. Why are we doing that? Why aren't we cutting their budgets? That's what we should be asking ourselves. So when they come to you and say, oh, we're going to run out of money in June, I go, no, you're not. You're not running out of money. You got money to burn. Now, keep in mind, this is only for minority contracts. So it's a small sliver, less than 10% of the government budget. But think about how much money can be amassed if you put $100 million and you go year by year. 4 years of $100 million is $400 million parked and waiting. It's got no home. And then they come back later and go, you know, we could spend that money on whatever. And you wonder how Nancy Pelosi can amass $300 million? That money's got to go somewhere. Eventually. And I'm telling you, we were a little fish. We were a $13 million company. There were 8A companies. Think about the number of small disadvantaged businesses, woman-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, etc., that know how the system works and can get that money, mippered over to them, and they're sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars. I could have gotten loans on that money that would choke a quarter horse and just made money off the loans on that money. It's insane what we could do with that kind of money. So when I see a story like this, and I know that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are in charge of what we're doing here, and the people pulling the strings and the people who know, the true accountants who know where that money is, and these black holes that this money goes down, I say to myself, we have a government that is completely gone rogue. Don't miss, folks, I promise you, you better listen to me. The government has gone rogue. They take that money, they do what they want, and they just go get more. And until we cut them off and say, you're not going to get any more, that's it. You make it work. Well, it's going to keep on happening. And they're going to keep on giving you excuses. Oh, it's Trump's fault. It's the MAGAs. It's the people that don't want to pay their taxes. It's none of that. It's greedy bureaucrats who know the system. And they keep telling you what you want to hear. Oh, we're hitting the ceiling. It's going to default.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Before I get to what we're calling an homage to Kamala Harris, a few people have asked me about Backstage Club, and we're doing a couple things. One is we're looking at this effort. It's really cool. And it would be all of the politicians, political pundits, media people, influencers, entertainers, which means movie guys, comedians, etc., all in this portal, and you join Backstage Club, and it would get you linked to Jim Jordan or whatever. And it's very sophisticated, and it's got a lot of moving parts to it. So I want to just leave it there. But that could be where Backstage Club sort of graduates to. In the meantime, my web team is building information where we're going to put all this stuff in the Backstage Club. And a lot of stuff that will be on there right now, you can see. The show is one. This radio show could be one. Because I keep telling you guys, it may go behind the firewall. My daily sneak peek is what we call it, which is kind of a prelude to what I may be talking about on the radio show. And that's probably going to change in terms of what I content-wise, because I don't want to talk about the same things. I want to go deeper into some discussions in sneak peek. Or it may be the opposite. I do sneak peek and do that. So we're still feeling that out. But that exists every day. I do a show every day. And then, of course, there's stuff that we do that's just really clever and fun. Stuff, the making of something where we film it and just show you guys the process. So it's behind the scenes. I tell people, if you see the comedy show, you've seen the outcome of guys writing jokes and then telling the jokes. It's what happens before that that's really fun and behind the scenes. So that's what Backstage Club is going to be. Pictures, events, things that we're not going to show anybody else that you can't get. And, of course, part of it is just me getting in contact with you. I mean, I know that, and it sounds so cocky, but it's not. Time is the only thing you have, and you get to that's yours. And you get to pick and choose where you want that to go. And so I'm not going to tell you I'm a big deal, but what I will tell you is I like when somebody sends me a note, so it makes me want to contact you. So the people that are part of this Backstage Club are going to be the people that get preferential treatment. And here's the reason why. I can't pay the bills for this thing with some time money where it's like, okay, Kevin, I've got a little extra cash. Here it is. Now, here's what I will tell you. The people who have sent money, you're in the Backstage Club. And that's why I met up with Ruth and her family and Bob and Carol and, you know, many others, gone to my cigar club guys and things like that. But it's like any business. We're in the business of conservatism, and we've got to do something that preserves it, where I'm not wondering every day, am I going to have to go to my bank account and get more money? And let me tell you, we're not there's not enough there for me to just be flippant about it. Now, you know, I get by, but I'm certainly not getting rich. And I'll tell you this, and I say this in all humility, I'd be filthy rich on the other side of this issue. Filthy rich. So I'm just saying, for the Backstage Club, it's people that understand we have to operate with recurring income. Now, some people have asked me, how do you get on it? Well, you go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, hit donate or gift. It'll take you to the site, and it tells you how you want to donate. And if it's for a nonprofit and it's like $5,000 or more, go to the nonprofit and do it. If it's less than that, well, you can do it through our DAF. If it's like $10 or whatever, you want to do it every month, we give you, you know, how you can do that. So there's multiple ways of how you can do it. It isn't, I don't know that, and you may even be able to click on Backstage Club and it does that as well. So anyway, I wanted to answer that. I'll probably do it again in another segment just so people understand that, first of all, we appreciate you. Thank you for asking. It was funny, the people that are asking are people that donate. They've already given me quite a bit of money, like Andy and others. You've already donated, and I can't thank you enough. I really can't. It humbles me every time we get funding. Anyway, I want to go back to Kamala Harris because she is one heartbeat away from being the president of the United States. Let's just play we'll have a mashup of her, and you'll enjoy this, I think.
The loss of normalcy, and yes, the loss of certainty. And while this virus touches us all, we got to be honest, it is not an equal opportunity offender. Black, Latino, and Indigenous people are suffering and dying disproportionately. And this is not a coincidence. It is the effect of structural racism, of inequities in education and technology, healthcare and housing, job security and transportation. The injustice in reproductive and maternal healthcare, in the excessive use of force by police, and in our broader criminal justice system. This virus, it has no eyes, and yet it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other. And let's be clear, there is no vaccine for racism.
You said that you feel the responsibility because you are the first and that you carry that with you. What does that mean for what you actually see as your biggest accomplishment?
Well, that's a great question. I'll tell you one thing. When I go to an event, whatever it is, and some dad or some mom brings their kids, daughters, sons, and says, "That's your vice president," and challenges their kids to think about who does what, as a way, I think, of empowering their kids to know they can do anything they want, not be confined by who has traditionally done what. I think that is, that's one of the things that that gives me joy, is to know that might be a possible.
What's your advice to women in their 20s and 30s who feel like they have to pack it all in, who are stressed, who are like, feel like there's a clock ticking and that there's like a time shelf on their life?
One, continue with your ambition, and don't apologize for it. And continue to believe that you can do whatever you want to do, but also know you have a right to expect things like affordable child care. You have a right to expect paid family leave when you need to take care of your children or your elderly parents. That you have a right to expect that you will be seen in the full dimension of who you are and your responsibilities, and that they should be supported. These things can coexist. So what I say then, do not accept false choices. That you have to choose either this thing or that thing. That's a false choice. Don't accept it.
She eats no for breakfast.
Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can. Many things you can't.
Let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
Yes, we can, because I'll tell you something. The way that I think about this is, I've seen more autopsy photographs than I care to tell you. I have attended more police officer funerals than I care to tell you. I have hugged more mothers of homicide victims than I care to tell you. And the idea that we would wait for this Congress, which has just done nothing to act, is overlooking the fact that every day in America, our babies are going to school to have drills, elementary, middle, and high school students, where they are learning about how they have to hide in a closet or crouch in a corner if there is a mass shooter roaming the hallways of their school. I was talking about this at one of my town halls, and this child, it was 8 years old probably, came up to me. It was like it was a secret between the two of us, and he tugged on my jacket and he said, "I had to have one of those drills."
Welcome back, folks. We joke about Kamala Harris, we joke about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all this stuff. While we laugh, it's really no laughing matter. These are the people running our country. Right now, there's an effort at the White House to improve Kamala Harris's, you know, score in front of the public. They call it a Q score, but they want her to be people to dote on her more. So there's a concerted effort right now with the left politicians to make her look better than she is. And here's their problem. Kamala Harris is going to be Kamala Harris. And why do they want her? Is it because of competence? No. It's to fill a checkbox. That's it. Gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.